Welcome to You Bought What? The podcast that talks about shit we bought. And this week, maybe things we're going to buy. What's our email address?
It's boughtpod@gmail.com.
And what's your name?
My name is Daryl Silver. I am the co-host of You Bought What?
And I'm Peach Kevsky. I brought the music this week.
Let's hear it, Peach. It is.
That's all I got.
That's all we could afford for sound effects. That was the gist of it. Well, good morning, Peach.
Co-host Peach.
Co-host Peach. Most people don't realize that we shoot this thing. We, what would we call it, Max?
Record.
We record this thing in the mornings. We recorded at about 9 a.m.
Pacific.
Does it matter?
Yeah, yes, it does.
All right. Well, a lot happened this week, Beach.
What's your point of recording it at 9 a.m.?
Because I fall off the cliff at 5.
P.m. or a.m.?
P.m. I no longer have mental energy. And we had this conversation last week.
We did?
When you guys tried to adjust this to 7 p.m., and I rejected.
Oh, that was post-podcast.
Post-podcast. I rejected that outright due to the fact that I have no energy, nor do I have any quick wit.
I think Max and I are night people. We're night cats. Max is about to fall asleep, and I'm getting there.
You're only a night cat if Big Brother is on. Other than that, I think you roll up pretty early.
Yeah. What'd you buy this week, Daryl?
Well, I got a lot that happened this week.
Wow. How's, yeah.
So we've had a couple of
where things. To begin?
It's amazing that each week so much stuff actually happens. You would think that there'd just be a down week, but.
But just to continue from last podcast, you had purchased a refrigerator to be delivered from, I believe, Michigan. Was that refrigerator delivered to date?
I've got good news.
Oh.
On the fridge front. As of yesterday, at 1 p.m., the refrigerator was delivered. Yes. Believe it, my wife was very pleased. We've been living out of coolers for a week and a half.
So is it plugged in, working?
It is plugged in. It is working. It is cold. It looks good.
Food inside?
We haven't gone shopping yet, and frankly, there's very little food. Okay. Inside.
But you could go shopping today and fill
today
it up.
Today at 3 p.m., my wife and I have a date to go shopping at Ralph's, which is owned by Kroger.
Do you have a rewards card there?
Yes, I have a rewards
card. Wow. How long will this shopping experience take?
This could take hours.
Wow.
I think this is going to be a big one.
Awesome.
I think this we may actually even venture over to Costco.
Okay. But back to the refrigerator, you negotiated the price because there was a scratch on the side. Did it come as expected?
It did come as expected. It did. It actually looks really good. Max, awesome. Max helped me. Here's the thing. When you order it from somebody else, they don't install it for you. They drop it off into your driveway on a pallet. And then they just drive away and go like, hey, we wish you the best of luck.
But from my knowledge, putting in a refrigerator as a plug.
Yeah, it's a plug, but then there's also the water for the drinking, and then but you got to get it in the house, and these things aren't light, and you know most houses aren't made to have refrigerators rolling around them. So and we had a couple steps we had to get it above.
So money well spent.
Money well spent.
Okay,
yes.
Refrigerator. Check that off.
I actually think I took it off the list.
Sweet.
So that's done.
Anything else going on in the house?
Well, interesting you should ask, Beej, because Sunday night I was...
Watching Big Brother.
I did a lot of work around the house over the weekend. I actually... to go back to the pavers, when we...
San Dimas pavers.
When we put the pavers in, we took square, like foot-by-foot pavers out of the area, actually out of one of the areas.
Did you sell those?
And we had those stacked up. No, we didn't. I didn't sell them, but on Friday... I had a carb fest all day, ate a lot of pizza and a lot of different types of food. So I decided that instead of selling the pavers, I was going to take them and put them and lay them down by myself on the other side of the house.
Okay.
And put a path where there was only dirt is now fully paved. And it took me about 8 hours to do that by myself.
So mission accomplished?
mission accomplished. So that was done, and that didn't cost me anything except for sweat manpower. Equity. Yeah. Sweat equity manpower. But the reason I bring that up is that I was sweaty, dirty. I jumped into the pool.
Carb loaded.
No, I burned off the carbs. That was the whole motivation. I felt guilty. And so what happened was...
Pavers.
I got out of the pool, and my wife and I had somewhere we were gonna be
going. I took a little swim break.
Yeah, I took a swim break.
Right.
But I was going to...
Pave.
Well, no. We were going to go somewhere that night, so I jumped out of the pool, and I go to take a shower. And lo and behold...
Paver shows up.
There's no hot water.
Wait a second. How did this go from pavers... From refrigerator to pavers to swimming pool to no hot water.
No hot water. Wow. So I decided we have a tankless water heater. And for those of you who do not know what a tankless water heater is, first of all, I highly recommend it.
I feel bad for you.
Because a tankless water heater means that you have unlimited hot water. I'm going to say it again, Beej. Unlimited hot water. You do not run out of hot water.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
You started this story by saying no hot water.
Yeah, well...
Just saying.
That is true.
Apparently, you don't run out because you did.
Well, the reality is you don't run out if you can actually get it to start. So this was the problem. So I realized there's no hot water, and let me go back to a tankless water heater. So most people have water heaters that are in like a closet or in the garage.
Right, the big white tube.
And the way that works is there's water in it. Like let's call it 50 gallons of water, and then there's basically
heater.
There's a natural gas that heats it 24/7. But if you use it all, then there's a cycle to get it to get back to hot.
Do we know the price of a water heater versus a tankless water heater?
It depends because I think it depends on all sizes, but a water heater is less expensive, standard water heater. However,
you don't run out of hot water with a tankless.
Not only do you not run out, but think of it in terms of I just touched Beej so that he could get this point, by the way.
Oh.
I apologize for touching you in this world of inappropriate workplace.
Where's HR?
One of the things about tankless is that it doesn't your gas isn't running 24/7 like it is on a tank water heater because it heats
so how
on
does
demand.
It, heat?
It heats on demand.
Okay.
And also like where we used to have a water heater.
You now have?
We took that space and turned it into a pantry that was in the house, and we moved the tankless water heater into the backyard. I'm sorry, into the side yard on the wall.
Okay.
Because they can go outside.
So you're trying to take a shower. It's cold water. You get out of the shower, and what do?
I walk out to go look at the tankless water heater, and I knew something was wrong.
Because?
Because there was water shooting out of it.
Yeah, that would denote something wrong.
There was a beeping noise, water shooting out of it.
Did you have duct tape?
And something smelled.
Coyotes?
So, I don't know what it was. Did you say coyotes?
Yeah, you have coyotes in your street.
Yeah, but I wasn't in the street. I was on the side of my house.
Coyotes can come down the paved sidewalk that you just did.
Then we did see a skunk. A skunk comes into my neighborhood, which is a whole nother
skunky.
Max, by the way, to bring up the skunk story, Max the other day was partying with his friends in the backyard.
Is this nighttime?
At nighttime.
Wow, you were awake?
Yeah. No, I was not awake. Yeah. And
skunky.
So I get up at like 5 in the morning. So I literally said to Max before I went to bed, I said, Max, the dog's outside. Don't forget to let him in. And then a couple hours later, my wife said, Max, the dog's outside. Don't forget to let him in. And so when I got up at 5 in the morning and I opened up the back door like I do every morning to go to the pool to get some fresh air, my dog is standing there looking at me. So Max, who was partying with his friends in the backyard, left the dog locked outside.
How does this do with skunk?
How does this do with you about what?
Because I told Max, that had our dog Bear got sprayed by a skunk, which has happened many times in our backyard, I would have woken him up at 5 in the morning and made him wash the dog.
Okay, let's go back to water heater.
Okay. See, you notice how Max has nothing to say on that?
Did you buy a water heater?
So I had my water heater guy, because I have a guy.
There's water coming out of it and it smells.
Oh, so I unscrew it, and so I can look at the face of it, and then sure enough where the condenser is, or whatever, I'm not familiar with how it works, there's just a hole in it. Like a hole in the copper pipe that comes out of it.
From Skunky?
No, whatever. Just from, you know, it was corroded. So
okay.
I turned everything off so that it stopped leaking. And I called William, who is my tankless water heater guy, who also is my air conditioner guy, who also has done some paperwork for me guy.
He likes you guys.
He does a lot. He does.
He's
a
regular.
And by the way, he's an all-out handyman, which is another segment we'll talk about. Handyman, once you get one, don't lose him. So he comes out and looks at it the next morning, which is yesterday morning, and he takes it apart. And
so no shower for you?
No shower.
Okay.
Takes it apart, and he determines that it is completely blown. He's like, I can get parts. I can fix it. It'll cost you $500-$600, and then a month or two from now.
So Daryl goes back to Craigslist.
I think we should call this episode of You Bought What the retail episode.
Wow.
The retail episode.
Kaboom.
So
someone's dropping bombs in here today.
I did a quick search.
On what?
On just the internet.
No, like on Google, Amazon, like Kmart.
I did Amazon. I did Home Depot, Lowe's. I did, and then yesterday when I realized it was dead, I did a very short local. I called some local places. I did do.
Oh, you should go to Osh. They're going out of business.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode. It's terrible.
That they're going out of business?
Yes,
or you didn't
it's terrible
call
they're going out of business. Oh. It's terrible. They're owned by Lowe's. Lowe's bought it from Kmart/Sears, and then they came in and redid all the stores. Which look beautiful, by the way, and great customer service there. And Lowe's decided to sell all of them. They're not even sell. They're just closing all the Oshes. I don't think most people across the country know what an Osh is.
Oh.
It's not a nationwide brand. But out here in California, Osh is they're smaller than Home Depot. They're very, very they're kind of hip stores. They're kind of cool wood floors and whatever. So anyway, back to the
– Do they sell tankless water heaters?
They do not actually sell them.
Okay.
So I do my initial search and realize that I did find some cheaper. I found the exact model, like maybe $100, $150, $200 cheaper. But we were going to get
it. Was it a new model?
It was brand new.
And it was cheaper?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay until you realize we haven't had a fridge in a week and a half.
Oh.
And now I'm looking at who knows when they'll deliver this from Michigan. And
wait, time out. So you were looking at the same website that you bought the refrigerator
No,
from.
I was just looking. Oh. When you type in, like, the way I do it is I identify the model I want of a product, and then I put the model, just the model, into Google, and then I look at all the – it'll just pull up all the places in the whole country that's selling it.
Oh, okay. Did the place in Michigan sell it?
I don't know. There's places all over the country that were selling it cheaper, but I realized it could be a week before I take another shower. And so I bit the bullet, and Home Depot was the winner of this.
So you drove, bought it, picked it up, put it in your truck?
I did not. William did it. William.
Oh, good old Willie.
William went and took care of that. And he went. I bought it. I handed him the receipt. He went and got it.
Installed it.
He installed 99% of it. It runs. It works. There's some work that needs to be done today. He's going to finish up.
Okay. So when he installed it, did you say, hold on a second, let me get in the shower and see if it works?
When he at the end of the night last night, before I went out to a comedy show, which you weren't invited to.
At the Ha Ha Factory?
No. This was at where Max is an engineer.
What's it called?
Should we give a shout out, Max?
At the write-off room.
At the write-off room. That's their...
Is that in Encino?
Their Instagram, I believe. That's in Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills, thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, right before that, he said it's good to go. I jumped in the shower, worked like a charm.
So if I said, you bought what?
I bought a tankless water heater.
What brand?
It is Rheem. And it cost me, I think, about, it's a 9.4 gallon per minute or something like that. The way the tankless water heaters work, which I highly recommend, is... You can get ones that it all depends on how big your house is and how much the flow is. So some of them you can buy a lesser one if you don't have as big as a house.
Right.
But if you're running the more things you're running in your house simultaneously,
dishwasher,
all
dryer,
that stuff. The bigger you want. So we bought a 9.4. I could have gone with the 8.4, but they didn't have it in stock, and I wasn't going to wait. This one was $100 more. So all in, I'd say it was about $1,500, including installation.
And how long do you believe that this will last for?
Well, I've got a 12-year warranty on it.
Nice. So 12 years, that's about 125 a year.
So I'm going to make the assumption that 12 years and one day we'll be having this conversation again.
I'm going to make the assumption we're not. It'll be much sooner than that based on your house. And
but it won't, because it'll be under warranty. Listen, my house is relatively new. It was built in 1956.
Right, so you've had some new AC, some new refrigeration, yeah, some new water. What else do we need?
I am.
You know what you should do? Sell the scooter that offsets some of the cost. What do you think of that?
I think Emma's going to be using the scooter next semester.
Does she think that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen, because Emma's now talking about going abroad. She's talking about going to school in Switzerland for a semester.
Right, but that's down the road.
No, this is be next semester, yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
We're looking at Portugal and Barcelona.
Sweet. So if I said in next semester you bought what, you could say a semester abroad.
Yeah, well, yeah. It costs the same as going to Berkeley, so it's a wash. It's like, you wash what?
Well, there's a plane ticket involved.
That's true, I do.
Some Euro fees involved.
Yeah. Oh, Beej. So
Daryl.
So I have.
Okay, you bought what?
I feel like.
What's our website called?
It's
amazing how slow you are on these questions.
It's botpod.com.
Thank you.
But one of them is, I think it's the Instagram that's you bought what? At you bought
yes,
what?
Yes, Instagram is.
See, that's why I get screwed up, because I know one of them is something different.
You know, it'd be easier if you were actually the person who registered these, and you did.
Oh, God.
What happened to you bought what at gmail.com?
What's bot pod?
Yeah.
What's a pod? Why is pod involved?
What?
Why is pod involved?
Max, we can't hear you as well. Pod, as in podcast.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Max, normally you can hear you really well, but right now we can't really hear you.
Max is off mic.
It's okay. I can...
He's stage left.
Increase it later.
Yeah. Okay. Beej, I gotta tell you what happened to me.
You didn't take a shower?
Since we spoke last, Deanna and I went out somewhere.
Ralph's.
I don't even remember where it was. But when we left, I heard a ticking noise on my car as we drove away.
Wow.
And
in your car?
Outside of my car. There was a tick, 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 tick.
Woodpecker.
Yes, it was a
woodpecker. Really?
I bought a woodpecker.
How much?
$11.
Wow, they're cheap.
They're cheap. And I got home.
When you heard it ticking outside your car, did you think maybe there would be a bomb underneath it?
I could only hope.
What was the ticking sound?
The ticking. Well, I got out of the car and there was a nail in my tire, but not just a nail. I actually took a picture of this so you could check it out on the website, which you still haven't gone and updated, by the way. We'll get into that a little bit later on.
Oh boy.
So
there's a nail in your car making a ticking sound.
In my tire. Not only was it a nail, but it was like a screw with a washer on it.
Wow.
Which was really weird that it could so perfectly.
Was there air coming out?
There was no air coming out.
Okay.
And we're going on the highway. Not a drop of air went out of it. But I realized that I was going to need a new tire.
And when you say new tire, did you get a new tire yet?
Let's talk about that. This is my tire story.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want music for this?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't have music. I need more warning.
You're the one who prepped, asked me.
I know. Okay, so you're driving on a car with a nail in it today?
No, this was during the week.
Okay.
And so I'm looking at this thing, and I realized that quite often what I do when I get nails and tires, we have a place down the street from us. It's the Shell Mobile.
76.
And
a gas station.
Yeah, they're great. For $20, if the nail is in the center of it, $17, they will plug it. You don't need a new tire. They just they put another hole in it, and they put this junk in it. And
what if they can't do that?
Then you need to buy a new tire.
A new one, a used one, does it matter?
Well, it's funny that you say that, Beej. I'm glad that you brought that
up. What do they say to you?
They're always trying to sell you a new one. Right. They're not trying to sell you a used one.
Oh.
So, but in this case, I have had really good success recently with used tires.
Okay, but what happened with the nail? Did they say I could plug it, or did they say you need a new one?
The problem was I knew they could plug it, but my tire also happened to be worn down to the point where I realized I need a new tire anyway.
Okay, so Costco?
No, I looked retail, and retail, a good one of these tires, the Michelin or something like that, you're looking at $172 a tire.
A tire, okay.
A tire, and I probably...
Sometimes they buy three, get one free. Do you know that?
I mean, it's the biggest scam in the world that they tell you to buy four tires when most of your tires are perfectly fine.
Right.
I mean, it's just a big scam, in my opinion. And yes, I understand. I don't want to get any emails about, like, uneven wear and this. Like,
balding.
It's total bullshit. And, you know, rotate your tires to where the two that most match are on the front and then the back. And don't give me this bullshit that when one goes out, you got to get all four new ones.
It's a tire scam.
That's been perpetuated by Big Tire. It's bullshit, and we all know it.
Wow. A tire will save or destroy your life, and this is how you treat them. This is bad karma. Don't drive home with them today.
So we've had good experience with getting Costco used tires.
From where?
So there is a place on Sepulveda. I think it's called, like, Fred's Tires. The guy has been there for 40 or 50 years. And in fact, when I talked to him this week, he was like, when he opened up the business, people laughed at him. They laughed. They said, who's going to buy a used tire? And meanwhile, he's been there for 50 years, and I think he's done quite well.
Do you own or lease your cars?
I own one, lease another.
So this car that you were looking at, you own. Okay. I bring that up because sometimes when you lease a car, they do, in fact, charge you for not returning the car with the four tires or four matching tires.
100%. And actually, when I came into Fred's, he actually said to me, is this a lease? Are you getting ready to turn it in? Because what they do,
yeah, smart guy.
When you return your car, you just need to have, I think it's an eighth of the tread or a quarter of the tread remaining. So he will match your other tires to make sure that they are ready. People come in just to buy those tires for your return lease.
Do you know
lease.
Why he does that?
Because he makes a lot of money.
So you'll come back to him?
Of course. And actually, I have a lease that's up in January that I will be going back to him to make sure that that is taken care of. We're going to match the tires so that I can return the car without having to pay for tires. So let me tell you what I got.
A tire.
I got two tires because I decided...
Wait a second.
Yeah.
You only went in for one and you came home with two.
I came home with two because this one was pretty bad, and then the other one was still okay, but it could probably use a new one. And he had two Pirelli tires. Now, Pirelli are like the best tires. These are like racing tires, which retail for approximately, I'd say, somewhere around between $190 and $220 per tire. They're very expensive tires.
How much did you pay?
$40 a tire.
How did you get it to $40 a tire?
And I'll tell you, it's because the tread on it was at 80%. So if you were to go out to my car right now and look at it, you'd say these are two. They look like two brand new tires. But the reality is the tread is at 80%, which means there's 20% since they were new of the tread that was taken off by the previous owner.
What did he do with the tires that came off your car?
One of them I brought home with me as a spare, and the other one I told him just to keep because it was the one that had the hole in it and it was bald. So they kept it, and I'm sure that they recycled it or whatever.
Can I tell you my tire story?
I would love to hear your tire story.
Wait. This podcast is only for his stories, not for yours.
So about 6-7 years ago, I leased a Ford Escape car from a dealership down the street.
What year was it?
Probably 2014 to 2017 range was the lease. I'm saying I leased in 2014.
Okay.
It was a three-year lease.
What is a Ford Escape?
It's a small SUV. It was my first Ford, which is a fun story in itself, but we're talking about tires right now, so we're going to keep it to tires. But it was a Ford Escape 2014. I negotiated the lease over many, many hours. I went back into the finance office when they tried to upsell me on the tire warranty, where it's an extra $400 over the term of the lease, which is an extra $10, $11 per month over 36 months. And if you buy it, you don't have to, but two things happen. One, if you ever get a flat tire, They give you a brand new matching tire that goes on the Ford Escape that they sell you to begin with for at no cost, including labor. And number two, when you return the car, you will have zero issues on wear and tear on your tires, so they can't charge you should you be below that quarter eighth or whatnot measurement. So I, for my first time ever in my life, I opted into the tire warranty for some unknown reason, because I'm not a guy who off-roads or gets flat tires quite often. Something told me, let's just do it. Maybe he was a good salesman. I don't know. I paid the extra $10 a month, got the tire warranty, and guess what happened?
You got a flat?
I got many flats.
Really?
Which questions the fact that the tires, to begin with, probably were not new tires, or I don't think it was the driving. Let's put it that way. Anyways,
they're not going to give you used tires on a new
car. I'm just saying, I got multiple flat tires, and I am thankful that I got the I was upsold on the stupid warranty.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you live near a nail factory?
I do not. And there's not a lot of construction. I don't believe there's a lot of construction like where I was living. That there were, it just happened that with this car, I got a lot of flat tires. So I got to say, maybe it's on the tires, not on the driver. Okay. Anyways, I got about four new tires. Not, it wasn't one each. It was always like on the right side of the car or whatnot. But getting the upsale on the, you bought what? On the tire warranty over the course of 3 years, getting four new tires at $170 a pop, right? But it wasn't $170 a pop to me because I had the warranty.
Okay, so I think that's great because it wound up panning out. But I used to have a home warranty. They have these things called home warranties where when – if something breaks in your house, somebody comes out and for a deductible of like $50-$60, they fix it. If they can't fix it, they replace it.
Say like a refrigerator?
Say like a refrigerator or air conditioning unit. So we had it for a couple of years, but it seemed like – they never – there would always be something that like, oh, we're sorry that's not covered. Or, oh, yeah, we could fix it to this level, but it's going to cost you another XYZ. You know, it's always something extra. It never was that
How
good.
Much was the home warranty?
Like $500-$600 a year.
Okay.
So I've been in my house since 1993. We've had this house. And so I stopped it. So yesterday, of all days, my wife said to me, she goes, well, if we had the home warranty, someone could have just come out and fixed it. And my response was, if you look at like the 20 years I haven't had a home warranty at $600 a year, that's $12,000. So the cost over the last month or so of things that went wrong, we're looking, let's call it $3,000-$4,000.
Still less.
Still way less over the course of 20 years.
So what do you recommend new homeowners?
Well, here's the thing about new homeowners is that all your stuff is new. So if you moved, let's say you moved into a house that it has, you know, let's say you bought a house and for whatever reason kept all their old appliances, you know. But if you're moving into a newer house with all new appliances, your appliances have 12-year warranties. Uh-huh. All these things are already warrantied. So you really have to look at it and figure out, you know, whether it's worth your while. And I just never felt that it was worth my while.
Do you know what I have to go buy today?
Beej, I have a question to ask you.
What's the question?
And this
my co-host.
This actually comes up to our new segment I've created. By the way, we have a new segment.
Where's the music? Max, wake up. Music.
Music cue?
New segment.
Hold on, here we go. Oh, here he's walking over to the drums.
This is fantastic.
There's a set of drums.
This is a first.
This is a first. And there you go.
Woo!
We have a new segment. It's called Things I'm Thinking About Buying.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I'm not thinking about it. I'm going to.
Oh, here. And he's bringing out a guitar. Now
he's
this
getting
is
pissed
wonderful.
Off.
Yeah.
He's dropping the All gloves.
All right. We're still waiting for Max is going to do some what do they call cues, ins and outs.
Guitaring?
No. Theme songs. He's going to do some theme songs for You Bought What?
No.
All right, Bear, Beach, that's your cue to tell us
what I'm going
to
buy today.
What you're thinking about buying today.
Well, I'm not thinking. I'm going to. It's called a iPhone glass screen because mine cracked. Huh. So what should I do? I called one place. It was $80 to get a new glass to my
Let's okay. iPhone. Well, what kind of iPhone do you have?
6S.
Okay, so
get a new phone.
What?
No, don't get a new phone.
My wife wants to get a new phone.
Yeah, listen.
Your phone's about
there,
to die.
I have a guy. I have a guy. There is a company that literally not only do they fix your iPhone screen, but they come to your house to do it.
That's pretty solid.
They literally will come to your workplace. They'll come to your house, and it's only like $60 to get your screen
super
fixed.
Super worth it.
It's super cheap, $60-$80, and they'll just come to fix your screen. They're really good. They do it right there on your kitchen table, and then they leave. It's
they'll
like
do
the
anything. They'll replace your battery. They'll...
Yeah. Totally. Whatever you need done.
Can we post that on what's our website called?
Botpod.com.
Botpod.com.
Will you post that?
I will post it. Fantastic. Wait, I'm not posting it on our website. You.
Well, email it to me and I'll post it.
You're supposed to be our webmaster. You promised me you'd update it.
I will.
And you haven't.
Have we gotten any emails yet?
We have not got one email.
Unbelievable.
But these podcasts are now up, and we have gotten people listen to them.
We do need to have a segment called mail for, you know, Gmail segment.
As soon as we get emails, we will add that segment. But I have just speaking of that, because we have gotten people who listen to the podcast, because it shows you.
Are they related to you?
No. I don't know. Okay. Who knows? Right. Doesn't say.
Right.
I know on
yeah. Where can we listen to it?
What is that?
SoundCloud.
Well, no, you can get it on SoundCloud, but there's also a podcast website called
Buttpod.com.
No. It's called Castbox. So if you go to Castbox.com or download the Castbox app, you will find our podcast by looking up. You bought what?
Sorry, you bought what?
What are you doing?
readjusting.
You're adjusting?
Blood flow.
Okay. So you can actually...
So what was it called? Castbox?
Castbox, yes. And
SoundCloud?
Or on iTunes. It's on iTunes.
Or SoundCloud?
SoundCloud, it's on there as well.
Sweet.
So now tell me, what were you buying? You're buying the case, right?
The glass.
Just the glass.
Just the glass.
We could go back. So for Father's Day, my family got me iPhone case that I did not want. I am using it. The problem is it's so slippery that the case that I would have bought would have been thicker and more secure and easier to hold. And this one is so freaking slippery that it was asking me since day one to fall out of my hands. And so that happened, but it was because I'm using a gift that they got me and I really didn't want to.
You didn't want to what?
Use the case. I wanted to buy the case myself. I think that's personal. I think
I agree with you. The case is personal. I spent a lot of time picking out my case on eBay.
Yeah, I agree.
You guys want to know how I got my case?
Yeah, I do want to know.
I protected my phone for years.
What kind of phone do you have?
iPhone 6.
Oh, okay. So you need a new phone too?
Definitely. this was my brother's old case. That already looked like this. It already looked like a piece of shit. And I put it on because I was too lazy to buy one.
How long ago?
3 years.
Wow.
And wow.
I've dropped it a dozen over, you know, probably 100 times. And it's never... The only thing I've got is this little crack in the corner. But it's worked so far.
Now, if I were you, I would knock wood. Because you just said you've dropped it all those times.
Well, you know, I'm also trying to...
Get a new phone.
So you feel like you have to drop it and break it before you'll get a new phone?
It helps
you can't...
justify it.
Definitely.
Well, but Max, let's talk about
my
that.
My phone needs to be destroyed before I get a new phone.
I think that's a bad logic, and I'll tell you why. Because iPhones inherently retain value. So an iPhone, they absolutely do.
No,
an iPhone 6 you can go and sell on the internet.
For like $10.
For $200.
No way. For like $10.
Not for this one.
No
I'm
way.
Telling you.
No way.
iPhones retain value.
No,
I've sold. I've sold over.
I've tried
six
selling
iPhones.
I've tried selling
now,
iPhones.
Now, the only reason I think I would.
Oh yeah, speaking of iPhone.
The only reason I think I would get a new phone before this one was busted is if anything ever happened to the new phone, I would have a backup phone.
Right,
to just
I agree with that.
So you're gonna hang on to that phone.
If it doesn't break first.
See, here's why I wouldn't do that.
No, I do that. I have
because,
that mentality.
Because there is inherent value, and if you can get $200 for
you
it.
You cannot get $200 for
I've
it.
Sold them for $200.
I disagree.
You can say whatever you want.
That's going to be our homework for next episode.
I don't need homework. I'll even tell you where
Google
you can
right now,
I'll
dude.
Tell you. I'll tell you where you can sell them at.
Where?
You can swap them. Yeah, swap a.
But this phone's a little past like just used. It's like
double used.
Double used.
Double used.
It's not like you're buying a used phone.
Right, but here's the reality. The reality.
I also don't want to sell my phone. Like, how do I wipe it clean?
It's a good backup. It takes 12 seconds.
But it's a good backup at the end of the day. If the new phone crapped out or something, I'll have to go get a new phone again.
I agree with you.
But
you know, it's a temporary.
I don't think he's going to sell it for $200.
But here, that leads us up to.
I'm not going
to
sell it.
That leads us up to.
You sold what?
A good conversation about selling. Because right now, we have my son. I bought for my son Ben a half pipe, which isn't for smoking pot. This is for skateboarding.
Right.
So it's in my front yard. And my conversation with him was he hasn't used it in quite a while. And I said, I'm going to sell this if you're not going to use it. And he's like, just sell it, Dad. And the logic is that things depreciate with time. And if I wait another year or two, it may be worthless, whereas now I could get $500 for it. Whereas the same thing with a phone. Let's say you sold that phone today and you bought the iPhone 10 or whatever you wanted to. Let's say in 6 months, a year, you needed to get a backup phone because something went wrong. You could get a much better backup phone for what you sold that phone for or for cheap.
But I disagree. If he can only sell this phone, the 6, for let's say 10 or 25 bucks.
It's not true.
It's worth it for you to just hold on.
If it's only 10 bucks, that's true.
It's not 200.
I'm telling you, it's more than that.
I think this phone is the 2 years past what you were just describing. I don't think this phone is at the point where
I agree with you.
Where that half pipe, like right now, if you sell it, you'll make the money. But I think this iPhone is already outdated. Those 2 years too late.
Yeah.
So
you sold what?
I'm still trying to sell the half pipe. So let me.
Where can I find that if I wanted to buy it?
You can go onto Craigslist. You can go onto OfferUp, and you can go on to.
Does OfferUp
let go? Let go.
On OfferUp, can you put a price on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything.
Because I have a couple things I got to sell, so I'm trying to figure out where I would post them.
What are you trying to sell?
You're selling what?
I am selling a infant Todd, an infant tricycle.
Okay.
It's pink.
I would say OfferUp is your best bet. Let go.
I only want like $35.
Let go is really, I found,
not
very trying. Good. Okay. I'm having almost no success on Let Go. I'm having great success selling things on OfferUp.
Okay. And that's local?
What about buying on OfferUp?
Well, here's what I'm looking to buy. This is things I'm thinking about buying.
Is that a segment?
It is our new segment. Hold on.
Yeah. Can you give them a little warning?
Things I'm thinking about buying. Did you like that?
Am I clapping?
You are clapping.
Well, then that is an international sign for liking it.
I want to buy a little giant 26-foot ladder.
A little giant?
What does a little giant mean? Meaning it can fold up?
Yes.
Or is that just stupid?
So wording? It is like a standard A-frame ladder. That is completely adjustable. That you can get to be flat. It can go up. It extends out.
When you were at Home Depot earlier this week buying tankless,
never actually heaters. Went into Home Depot. This is all done on the internet.
If you had gone into it, you could have looked at the ladder section.
Yes, I've already looked at them. The one I want, the 26-foot, I think is around just under $500.
Is this to climb over your house?
Actually, the purpose behind this is that we recently took down, which is a great story, and I have a video to support it. I took down 4 trees in my backyard.
That's right.
And it should have cost me probably $2,500, and wound up costing me about $500.
Nice, because William did it.
No. It actually wound up being like 4 different people. It was such a disaster.
Shocking. Were any from San Dimas?
Maybe. Anyway, so what it revealed when I took down these 4 trees that my neighbor actually has a beautiful palm tree that was kind of behind him that was hidden. And the problem is that I never really noticed how beautiful that palm tree was until these 4 were gone. And there's a lot of dead palm fronds on the tree that I would like to be gone.
So you're saying that if you invest in a ladder – you would seek his permission to groom the palm tree.
So my neighbor, who's probably lived there for 8 years or maybe a little more.
Newbie.
I've never met.
Oh. Wait, he's your neighbor?
Yeah. My neighborhood is not a chit-chatty neighborhood, and nobody really talks much to each other.
What about on Halloween?
We don't have sidewalks, and this is an older couple, and they don't – I've talked to his son before, but I've never actually
met his son? My neighbor.
His son's probably 50.
Whoa.
And
how old's your neighbor?
I think they're in their 80s.
Wow.
And so right. I really don't know.
Only been there for 8 years?
Yeah. So here's the thing. I will not be asking permission to cut down these pom-poms.
What if he looks out his back window and sees
it's only visible on our side, though.
It is visible on our side. It's literally on the right at the edge of our property. And by the way, there's a bunch of foliage that I've trimmed that goes onto my property that he technically owns, and I never asked permission.
I see a lawsuit in your future.
I think he's just happy because I'm doing the trimming without – he doesn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, that could be too true.
So, I need this 26-foot ladder because if I had to pay somebody, they'd probably charge me $250 to do exactly the same thing. So I've been doing research on these ladders, and I found them on Craigslist for approximately $150. But
wow.
Each time I
– how much would they be at Home Depot?
Almost $500.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
So each
– you bought what?
Each time I try and find one, either it's been sold or it's too far to go get.
Is too far meaning farther than San Dimas?
Meaning there's like – there was one in like Oxnard.
It's not worth it.
And I just –
where's Oxnard?
Oxnard is towards Santa Barbara.
Too far to buy.
But here – this will tell you – let me give you a strategy, a Craigslist strategy that I have. I have now convinced
people – I
use
this strategy all the time.
To bring it to me.
Yep. Fuck going to get it.
Yeah.
Really? Don't they say first come, first serve?
Nope.
What I do is I say, look,
yep.
I will buy it,
yep.
But I live in Sherman Oaks and you live in Oxnard, so do you have a friend or do you come into L.A.
Yep.
at all? And usually they yep. have either a friend who will come into L.A.
Mm-hmm.
on a regular basis or they will, and I'll say, like, if you meet me at whatever place –
Ralph's
or Starbucks or whatever.
Home Depot.
Home Depot. I will buy it from you, but yeah. I'm not driving out to Oxnard.
No.
And people who want money will do that.
Right, because the theory is he's not getting sales or
right.
Well, not only that, if they're already just passing through or going through, I think it's way more effective being like, hey, I'm already – to them it feels like they're knocking out two birds with one stone if they're already passing by and they sell this
right,
item
right,
they're trying
right.
to sell. It's worth it to them just to throw in the back of their car.
So you're saying in our new segment of the week, things you're thinking about buying.
Yeah.
I'm going with a iPhone glass screen, and you're going with a ladder.
Little giant ladder, 26 foot. If anybody out there has one that would like to sell one, I'd be happy to get it.
Awesome.
But I'd need you to be within...
They could email you. Where could they email you?
Botpod@gmail.com.
I'm yeah. trying to buy a couple new microphones.
A new microphones for the recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
Is that there a type of microphone you're looking for?
Yeah, I'm looking for a pair of overhead microphones, preferably something that is, you know, kind of a higher end type of microphone. I'm looking for a 57, which you can buy off of all these websites for very cheap.
Well, if they're very cheap, why don't you just buy them?
Because it's just like filtering through it, like Craigslist. You just got to find someone who's just selling it the cheapest.
And what does an overhead microphone do that the nine microphones you have in this building already don't do?
So I already have overhead microphones. These will just be better.
Okay.
Better quality.
Would you be willing to trade, or do you still need the other microphones?
No, I will not be willing to trade.
Wow, boom, draws a line.
I want to hold on to these microphones because okay. they can be used for other things.
Music engineers are hoarders. Have you yeah. seen Hoarders on A&E? This
I really
have
tried not to watch that show.
Have you looked
show.
In this room?
Yeah, there's a lot of repetitive... Well, plus these things break a lot. There's a lot of breakage that goes on in this business, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I would say
we break some
I would
shit.
Say as far... I would say as far
Can
as...
Can that be a new segment?
I would say as far as microphones, I don't think microphones are destroyed very easily unless
breaking
you don't know
shit.
how to, like, you know...
You broke what?
You broke what? Breaking some shit.
Breaking some shit.
Will these lights get more Christmassy as we get closer to the Christmas season?
Definitely.
Do you know that I was in Hobby Lobby the other day and they
I don't know what that is.
Hold on.
You don't know what Hobby Lobby is?
No.
It's a discount department store.
It sounds like an internet hub where you go to talk to females from overseas.
Not only is it not, but let me tell you something about Hobby Lobby. The owners of Hobby Lobby are so religious.
Yes,
yeah,
are.
I'm going to go political on you.
Wow.
They're
boom.
So religious that they don't want to. They went to the Supreme Court so that they could ban them having to pay for birth
control
for their employees.
What?
They're so religious. They're so yeah. religious.
But everything's 50% off.
They're so religious that they went and bought like millions of dollars worth of artifacts after Iraq fell. Like scripture stuff and religious artifacts.
They did.
And they did it illegally. It was so illegal that the U.S. government, not only did they catch them, but they made them give everything back to the Iraqi.
They're not good people.
The Iraqi government.
So why are you supporting this?
Yes, this is why I want to know why you're in Hobby Lobby.
Well, everything's 50% off. And it's by the way, it's August. They already have their Christmas trees up and everything.
Jesus.
So.
Well, that's actually a good point. So,
I mean, it is. If you need to go get a gift for somebody, boom. It's a good place.
You had me at 50% off. So I can forget about all the religious aspects of Hobby Lobby just based on 50%
And good
off.
Parking.
At what percentage off would you not go into Hobby Lobby? If it was just like 10%,
no,
would you be
yeah,
like...
correct. It has to be 40 or above. Is so, it Marshall's 40%?
Wait. So at 40...
Or Michael's. Michael's
at 40% or better, you will ignore all religious liberties.
Yeah, I'm not going to change that,
have
dude.
Been that have been pulled from individuals who work for them and overall countries. At 40%, you're able to turn and look the other way.
Yes.
All right. Listen... I'm not disagreeing with you. I just want to know where you're...
35 and below, I will
go to Michael's.
Talk shit on them.
Then you're going to Michael's.
Yes. You want my business? 40 is
40%.
The
number.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, so I got it.
You bought what?
I don't know. What do you... Am I...
So my lovely wife said to me, I have to go buy some stuff at... I think it was Michael's or somewhere. And the lovely kids are starting soccer practice this week. So Hudson needed to get a size 5 soccer ball, which is, I guess, the biggest size, right, to play soccer. Whereas Haley, who's only 4, uses a size 3. But the good thing with kids is if you buy a size 3 for Hudson and he grows out of it, you still have the size 3 soccer ball, right? So my wife went to buy a soccer ball for Haley. Even though we have not one but 2 size 3 soccer balls in our house, now we have 3 size 3 soccer balls in our house because my wife bought a size 3 soccer ball. So when you say your wife bought what, I'll say another soccer ball. So now we have 3 soccer balls for Haley for some unknown reason.
I'm sorry, Max, what?
I saved money this week.
You saved money this week?
Mm-hmm.
Was it on soccer balls?
No.
I could sell you a soccer ball because I got 2 extras.
We actually, because
my size is size 5.
All 3 of my kids were in AYSO, so by the time I was done with AYSO, I actually had like, must have had like 7 soccer balls.
Yeah.
One day, I literally gave them all to our next door neighbors because they had younger kids. I was like, here's 7 soccer balls. We're done with it. Because, look, the fact is you don't need them after they're out of AYSO, because, I mean, the reality is soccer's not a real sport anyway.
Wow. Boom. So, another bomb drop by Darryl. This is called the bomb drop.
So, you know, I mean, they're really worthless as a whole.
It's the most popular sport in the universe. You can't deny that.
Listen, I think we've said this before. I was so excited when I watched that World Cup where somebody almost scored a goal.
No, I think they
riveting.
Did score goals.
Oh, was it 1 goal? 1-0?
Another...
I mean, it was so riveting.
Mr. Athlete.
Max has... Wait, Max is buying something?
No, you saved something.
I already bought it.
You saved money.
Already bought
it. So this
it.
Is... We're going to call this...
You saved what?
Max's saving corner.
Here we go. Hold on.
Max's saving corner.
Papa. See, we have music cues.
Let's hear it, Max. What
did you save?
What did
you buy?
So... I bought four XLR cables, actually two in which you are using right now.
Wow. What is an XLR cable?
Yeah, it's so technical.
Basically a microphone cable, mm-hmm. opposed to the regular instrument cable. You can use it.
Where do you buy them?
You can buy them at any music retail store. You can buy them online.
Best Buy?
You can... Not Best Buy.
Max spends a lot of time at Guitar Center.
Cool.
Actually, not anymore. Maybe just for strings.
Wow. Another bomb dropping.
Yeah.
But
we need to have a bomb dropping cue because you guys are dropping bombs left and right. That was a good one. Why no more GC?
So GC is dead to me.
Dead to you?
Because...
Well, he says that except for the guitar strings.
Except for guitar strings, because they have a really good deal for a guitar string.
Okay. Right. Better than, like, Amazon would have?
Yes.
Okay, why is it dead to you?
Because the other day, the producer of lots of No Doubt albums...
Okay.
...came into my venue.
Space. What's his name?
I have no idea.
Okay.
And his son was with him. And we were chit-chatting, and, you know, lately a lot of people have been wanting to do favors for me because of the position I have at my work.
Max is an engineer at the write-off room in Woodland Hills. At the write-off room.
Which is nice. I get to
get some favors.
I work hard. I use a lot of gear. You know, I have a lot of knowledge in live sound and things like that. So when people, you know... people want to help me out or you know, have me use their product or something.
Got it.
As far as stage, you know, if I like it, I'll
what did the producer want you to use?
So his son, yeah. I was talking to him.
How old's the son? 20s, 30s,
probably
40s?
Probably 30s.
Okay.
Maybe right at 30.
Okay. Musician? Producer?
Definitely a musician, kind of like his dad, yeah.
Okay.
The same beard, even. Wow. Same everything. Anyways.
You grew what?
We got talking into gear. I was describing to him that I needed a couple microphones, a couple new cables, that mic stand you're using.
Okay. Check, check, check.
And he was like, I work at Sam Ash.
Oh, competition.
Over on DeSoto. Okay. And he was like, I will
hook you up.
Hook you up if you come in.
So this is a new segment we're going to call the hookup. The hookup, because that's great. If you have somebody there.
Right. So he yes. said, I'll hook yeah. you up.
Yes, it is the hookup. Now, normally, if someone from, you know, more of a retail mainstream kind of place, when they say they can hook you up, it's maybe sometimes 10% or something small, which you could get from a coupon or something, which obviously isn't worth my while because you can get everything on Craigslist and whatever. But I was like, yeah, I'll give this guy a shot. Sam Ash usually, you know, is if he could even.
Where is there a Sam Ash?
DeSoto and Sherman Nice. Way.
Oh, okay.
So I was
I think
like,
there's one in West Hollywood.
I was like,
too.
Yeah, even if I walk in there and it's he doesn't hook it up as much as I want, I could walk out with a cable or two and you know still be moving forward. Anyways, I walk in and I'm like, you know, he's like, you need this, that. He goes and collects it all, whatever. He starts ringing everything up, and I'm like...
You hooking me up or what?
Well, so he prints out the receipt, and he shows me the receipt. It's like $375.
Which we don't want to pay that much. Which
obviously, we don't want to pay this much. No way. And I'm like, damn. And he was like, but wait, I haven't put my magic on it yet.
Nice.
Oh.
Magic. This is called the magic.
And moment. I go, well, when someone uses the word magic, that's much better than like throw that discount, because magic is a lot more than a discount.
It's not friends and family.
No,
shit.
This
not
is,
employee discount.
No, this is like, so I don't know why he wants to hook me up so much or whatever, but he leaves for like 15 minutes. I'm staying there waiting for this guy to come back or whatever. Finally, he comes back with a new receipt.
Yeah.
Very long. He lays it down. Guess how much I paid for all of it?
$37.50.
No, I'm going to say, how much was it to start?
$375.
I'm going to say
plus,
it was...
maybe like with some change or whatever.
I'm going to say it was...
And remember, this is a corporate store.
I'm going to say it was $235.
$102. This is like The Price is Right.
$235.
I have to tell you about The Price is Right.
Okay.
$210.
Yeah!
Wow.
I put my hand up, nobody high-fived.
Nice.
But I was close.
$210. Nope. So at a retail store,
that was fantastic.
I managed to...
That was good.
That was the hook.
At least 100. All right.
That was the best.
7,590
what hookup that we've had so far.
Today, you bought what?
You hooked up what?
So I am endorsing Sam Ash.
This is you a Sam Ash hookup. Well, here's the
GC,
problem.
GC, come back.
You should go if
beat
you need,
you. Come back,
if
GC.
If you need, you know, a quick item, something quick, go visit my guy, Brent, on DeSoto.
Okay, here's the problem. I think you may have just screwed up your hookup.
Maybe.
Because once you identify the hookup, then the hookup leaves because somebody at corporate's going to be like, what do you mean you're giving this guy 40% off? Then again, here we are
but
on
this
the
show is about
widely
that.
Listened to podcast.
We're promoting.
We're promoting Sam,
Sam
Ash.
We're promoting Sam Ash.
So this episode is brought to you by
Sam Ash.
Sam Ash.
However, if Guitar Center wants to come back stronger, they can. We leave that option on the table.
That that option is always on the table.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that, you know, eventually in my life, I will just get sponsorships and endorsements. Oh, look, that's Sam Ash right now calling me.
There it is.
That customer service.
Is that really the guy from Sam Ash?
I don't know.
Oh, that would be funny,
wouldn't
it?
That'd be scary.
That would be hilarious. I'd be
like... Customer service. Oh, my God. Needs a lot.
Well, that's a good hookup.
Do you send William Christmas card?
I don't, especially since he's a new guy. We've only had him for a couple months.
Oh, okay. Well, come this Christmas. Is he getting the family picture?
I will not.
Oh, jeez.
I will not. Yeah. I don't like to get
people
chummy
who
with
help
them.
You?
Well, what I do is I do give workers who do stuff for me
water.
Bottles of tequila.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's a good gift.
But even more valuable than that.
Do you
is,
ever ask them, do you drink?
Yes. Some of them say no.
Right.
So and then I just pretend like I was just like, oh, just curious. But what I do, which is more important than that, is I give them referrals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
super important.
And I'll give you an example. Yeah. Joey, who was a star on one of my shows a long, long time ago, a pilot that never went, he was a DJ, and he came and he DJed for Max's 10th birthday party.
Something.
This was a long time ago. It was your 10th birthday party. And he did such a
was
great...
Was it a dance party?
It was a dance party. It was such
for 10 years old.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. After this party, Max was the bomb at
school. Bet he was.
He was the bomb.
Was this on the half
And by the way, we'll make sure that a photo of Max at his 10th birthday party gets onto the website. Because we have some great ones with Joey in the background. Now, the reason why I say this is because... Joey did such a great job, and it was such a great hookup that he wound up becoming, in the greater Sherman Oaks, Woodland Hills, Encino area, the DJ for just about every 10 to 14-year-old party. This one
for like
part,
a solid year and a half.
This party literally established him as a DJ. Thanks. And so any person who works for me who does a great job will get a shit ton of referrals and work.
Totally.
Because everybody, when you own a house, everybody's like, do you have a who's got a good plumber? And that brings us to the Nextdoor app. Do you have the Nextdoor app?
The Nextdoor
app.
I like
Nextdoor app.
Nextdoor is an app where it's basically where all your neighbors are snitching on each other.
Pretty much.
Not only are they snitching on each other, they tell you what's going on in the neighborhood.
So do you talk shit on the palm tree
it's
owner
not shit,
next door?
Though, it's...
But it, like sometimes, quite often, it's like, hey,
coyotes in the yard.
Yeah, coyotes, suspicious people in the yard.
Right.
You know, and that brings us to actually, it's funny you bring this. That brings us up to a segment I want to talk to about
coyotes
the Ring doorbell.
The what?
The Ring doorbell. Are you familiar with the Ring doorbell?
Yeah, it's a video camera.
It is a video camera, and. I
to your phone.
When I tell you that on Nextdoor, I will see weekly people trying to steal stuff from people in my neighborhoods or breaking
really?
In. And people send not only photos of these people, almost instantaneously, like, hey, check this out. This person is our neighborhood right now.
Do you think
they tried to break into my house. They tried to steal my package.
Close
and it
door.
Hits Nextdoor, and it goes like wildfire.
Do you think that if you posted a sign that said you were being videotaped, whether it's in your physical yard or neighborhood, that these people would ignore that?
No, I don't think people
they'd
would
ignore
care.
It.
Yeah, totally.
I 100%. Think that these there's this saying that dumb criminals, people who are criminals
will
are so
steal.
Stupid that I mean it's obvious now that Ring doorbells exist. yet these people
still walk up.
Not only do they walk up, they look right into it and they're going, I think that's one of those doorbells.
Yeah.
I mean, they're literally pointing at the doorbell.
So then what? They, you guys
so then instantly to the cops? They instantly they send it to next door and it goes out to everybody in your neighborhood.
Right.
And it now it becomes like now you just have vigilantes street. I mean, I've done it. There was somebody once in my neighborhood. I went outside with a baseball bat because I wanted to see if they were in my neighborhood.
But when you say neighborhood, do you care about your neighborhood or do you care about your block?
This is within a quarter mile of our house. Next door divides it into like quarter mile at a time.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Right.
So it's specific. Very much like your
area. Right, even though you don't talk to your neighbors in real life, you gossip.
Right, but I didn't know how big the neighborhood is.
By the way, you know who Jimmy Fox is?
Yeah, I believe
Jimmy Fox is actually a producer in Hollywood. He does the Kamel Bell Show. And I've known him for a decade. But what I didn't know that he lives about a block from me.
That's funny.
The way I found out, he found out, was that I saw him on next door and I was like, dude, I could throw a baseball to your house. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
And he also has a podcast.
So do you have a ring?
I do not have a ring.
But if you had a ring, would you put it at your gate or at your
door? Here's the thing. Because my property is fully gated,
right?
I think that any robber would just be like, too much hassle.
Yeah.
There's so much easier houses that you can just literally walk up. And
so you're saying the gate is a good...
And there's a gate tree, a couple gates. It's not
And there's gates on all sides of my house. Yeah. So like my neighbors have gates. Everybody has gates.
You could go to the... argument that all these celebrities are getting broken into every day.
Yeah, but I'm not a celebrity, and nobody gives a shit about me.
Doesn't look like a golden.
Yeah, you can't even see my house from the street.
What if somebody wanted to steal your half pipe?
Good luck with that.
Yeah,
good luck.
Would you let them do it? Like seriously, would you be like, I'll look the other way for this?
No, because I could get somebody to. I give stuff away free online all the time, and it takes. So my
that's my point.
So my old fridge, I put my old refrigerator up. So this is a new
your
segment.
Old broken.
This is a new segment called "You Gave Away What."
you gave away what? It's broken.
What did you give away? So my old refrigerator, which was completely broken, absolutely worthless. It's a paperweight. I put on Craigslist under the free section.
Oh, under free.
Yeah, because I just wanted it out of the front yard.
Do you say that it's not working right now?
I was literally honest about it. I told specifically what happened, what was wrong with it.
Oh, okay.
I am not kidding you that within five minutes of throwing it up, I had like 25 emails saying like, I want it now. I'll come right now and get it.
Wow.
And it was like on Sunday night, like I put it up at like, I think I put it up at like 9 o'clock at night.
And you were basically saying, it's free, you come get it,
yeah.
You put it in your truck,
yeah.
You drive away, and no questions.
No questions asked. And
get it off my property.
I got so many responses, and so many of the people who responded started responding multiple times because they wanted it so badly that I actually took the ad down after like 5-10 minutes.
Because they believe that they'll fix it and sell it for X.
Because if you're in the business and let's say you have an old capacitor,
right,
and you know how to fix it, all
is
of
it
a sudden not
flex capacitor?
Yes, it's a flex capacitor.
I just checked.
It's the capacitor and condenser. And the guy, I didn't want
to. You gave away what?
An LG refrigerator.
Nice LG.
So but you know, I instantly regretted it because I thought if these people wanted it so badly, I could probably got $50 for it.
Maybe you should have.
And in the next time, I'll do that. But I just wanted it out of the front yard because my wife was starting to say that she felt that our yard was looking like we were having a garage sale. Just nobody told us.
You have a half pipe and a scooter in there.
It started to look like there was so much
and
stuff
a ping
in my
pong
front
table.
Yard. That
water skis and wakeboards.
Yeah.
How much was the ping pong table?
No, I bought that for $50. It's a $600 value.
I mean, that is the story.
I got that on Max Sold.
On what's it called?
Max Sold.
Max Sold.
Yeah, and what Max Sold is an estate sale auction, online auction, that's really in your neighborhood, and
it's all about your neighborhood.
Well, you can get ones from San Diego, but you're not going to drive down there for this. But the reason why stuff goes so cheap on MaxSold.com,
they just want to get rid of it.
No, is that not? It's a Canadian company that has really only been here for like a year and a half. So I think not a lot of people know about it. So when you have a smaller pool of people bidding, you can get stuff really cheap. So I've been able to get some like amazing deals on MaxSold.com because a lot of people don't know about it. But I highly recommend checking it out because you get some smoking deals.
Super cool.
Yeah, spoken deal. And I always forward Max the musical instruments. He doesn't follow up on it. But let's get into a new segment called...
Goodbye?
Where's Max moving to? Max is moving out of the house.
I think he's looking for a roommate.
It changes constantly. He's looking for a roommate, then he wants to go on his own, then he's looking for a roommate. But here's the thing. Max says he wants to move out, but the only person who's doing research...
Is Max's dad.
Is me to try and find him a place.
Why is it Max?
Not only does he do no research, but I will send him places to call.
I did call.
And he doesn't even call them.
That's not true.
What part of town?
Wait. For 3 weeks, I've been working on trying to find him a place. How many places have you actually gone and visited?
Zero.
You got to be on top of that fast.
And I told him that. And he'll be like, well, I'm down at the beach right now. With his girl, and I'll call him when I get home.
I think, where do you want to live? Hollywood, North Hollywood, Encino?
I would like to live between the 170 and Topanga.
So he wants to live in the San Fernando Valley. Yeah, because it's between his studio and where he works. All
right.
But there's a lot of great places to find it. I've been researching on Craigslist, apartment.com, rent.com. But a lot
you gotta be fast.
A lot of these places are bait and switch too. Because there's a lot of apartments that they'll look great.
So are we
and then
saying,
you call them and they're not available.
Is this the segment called You Rent What?
This is a segment where, you know, I'm wondering how long it's going to take before I can get an extra bedroom back at my house so I can turn it into an
office.
What's
your estimated time of departure of the house? Christmas? Halloween?
Definitely before next year.
So Christmas, before Christmas.
But by next year, I will be somewhere else.
Are you saying next year, 2019, mm-hmm. or are you saying next summer?
Are we talking about November 2019?
No, like January 1st.
You want to be
if
in
I have
place.
Not been before that, I will be out by then.
I would be right? surprised if he was, because unless really? I find the perfect... By the way, we did find the perfect place. We found the perfect
Listen,
place.
Pulling the gun is not hard for me. It's easy to pull the gun.
Basically, I found the perfect place. It was a guest house in Woodland Hills.
Oh,
it
nice.
Was amazing.
Super awesome.
Super awesome. And the guy actually, after weeks of trying to convince the guy, me trying to convince the guy to give it to him, the guy finally did, but it was in the last email where he was like, oh, by the way. After he decided that Max could move in. It's like, oh, by the way. I don't want anybody coming over there. I don't want anybody like he can't have friends over to his guest house. You know, there's certain times, you know, if anybody likes wants to smoke like cigarettes
about,
or anything else.
I think you'd be in a complex with a swimming pool, a gym.
Right.
That's what we've been looking at now.
Yeah.
Because
more fun.
The guest house, which we thought was going to be ideal.
I mean, it would have been fun if there wasn't any
restrictions.
Yeah, like, there was so many restrictions that he might as well stay home for free.
Yeah, it's personal property.
Yeah,
it's his.
Which was weird. But that's what we're attempting to do. We're attempting to get Max out of the house.
So you want
to
stay in the 818?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Plug.
You bought what?
Almost there, like maybe five more
minutes.
I had a quick segment though because I'm
That's perfect because that brings us up to the Max Minute.
Oh.
So the Max Minute, so lately because of my good credit score.
Nice.
I've been getting a lot of things in the mail.
Credit cards
from other credit card companies that are trying to get me
to sign up
and things like that. Do I take one on?
No.
No.
How many credit cards do you currently have?
One.
And where are you in relation to your debt or your credit
Zero.
Limit?
Zero debt.
Oh, so why do you need another?
I'm just because I get sent Better, them all the time.
So let's talk about credit cards. So credit cards come with different types of interest rates. So and there's different types of credit limits you have.
And fees.
So do you know what credit limit you have right now?
They're trying to raise my credit limit.
What do you mean they're trying to?
I feel like I just haven't gone online and
What is your credit limit right now? If you were to go all
it's
balls.
It's a lot.
How much?
I could probably spend like...
10,000?
No, not... Maybe that's a lot.
5,000?
That's not a lot.
I've got some credit cards that will let me spend like 40,000.
Yeah, no. I mean, they'll definitely let me spend a lot of money. Maybe I could spend up to like 5,000
okay.
on a card.
So there is a benefit to getting your credit line increased because the more it... the more your credit line goes up, the more other people think that you're a better, you're more credit worthy. Now, the question in building your credit is, you know, things like paying off your car, not paying off your car, but paying your car monthly. Credit card companies love it when you're paying things off on a regular basis. So that's what they like.
So here's what I'm
They like
doing.
A little debt.
So here's what I'm not doing.
Well, he has a little debt. He's got his car.
Oh, okay.
So, but here's what I'm not doing is that, like, I've got, like, an anxiety about having money not being paid off. So at the end of every month, I pay my credit card full.
Well, this is what you do.
That's smart.
That's perfect. But what you do is, to take away the anxiety, is you put on your credit card, you put automatic bill pay full amount. So if you're going to pay full anyways, just set it up so it automatically does it.
But it's not anxiety about paying the full amount. What it's is anxiety about, because I know for certain people or whatever, you're supposed to build the credit, you're supposed to
have some debt.
Have some debt to
show that you're paying.
To show that you're paying over time.
But you don't
time.
Need credit card debt. The good debt is
I don't
like,
want but that's what I'm saying. I
good
don't
debt
want
is like having
debt.
A car, having a house, having those types of payments.
I do have a car right now.
And you know, if let's say you were to go and want to buy a new guitar. Computer system. Yeah, let's say a new Apple computer. And Apple said to you, like, hey, we're gonna give you a deal where we're gonna give you 0% interest rate over a year to pay it off. That would be a good way to do it, because then, like, now you have you've proven to Apple that you can go 12 months paying it off.
So but you're also proving that if Apple's charging you $2,200 with 0%, it'll remain at $2,200.
Right.
Whereas with 10% interest rate, you're paying an extra $20 every month.
So,
right.
so
0%
why,
is
so
worth.
So why do you guys have multiple credit cards?
Because I have kids.
Because they just give them to me. I don't know. They gave me. And by the way, that's actually a really great question, because I used to have probably double the credit cards I had, and I got rid of probably more than half of them. And I have things like, look, you know, after a while, I've had the Discover card for so long, and also one of the ways your credit gets built up is that you've longevity. Had these credit for longevity. So I've had a Discover card since, like, you know, 92. I've had the same cards forever. And that helps, because they go, oh, look, this guy's had a credit card forever. It actually shows good. So you don't want to spend too much time bouncing around credit cards. You know, they
well,
have
I'm
deal.
Not, I mean, I'm convinced well, I'm locked in with Chase. I enjoy Chase.
Like, at some point,
like,
you'll
Chase.
Want an American Express card.
Why?
And, well, because one day when you're traveling a lot, there's a lot of value to that. Like,
over a Chase credit card.
Yes, because they'll be like, oh. Because
I feel like Chase, as much as I like Chase, and I'm going to stay with Chase, I feel like the rewards for how often I use the credit card are not equal to how often I use the credit
card. Right, so your life changes. So you may get to a point in your life where you travel a lot. And with American Express, when I have a show in production, I could have, like, you know, I could run $200,000-$300,000 through that credit card. And when I get all those points, I mean, I could, that's like how many, at 30,000 a piece, I could go to on 10 trips, you know, and upgrade and stuff like that, because that translates to airlines. And one of the things I did when we bought our Big Bear house, I had like 300,000 miles on American Express, and I was able to take that and buy Home Depot gift cards. And we literally spent like $3,000 on like shades and barbecues and everything to put into the house. So there are things that, you know, you can expand in different types of things. So I know a lot of people who travel a lot, they'll do like an American Express, American Airlines credit card, because it gives them double miles. And so that builds up, and you get first class travel and hotels and stuff like that. So depending on where you are in your life and the type of things that you do in your life, there's credit cards that will help you with that.
Because I feel like I get 1.5% back cash.
Yeah.
On my
That's their
Chase.
Reward system.
But I feel like that's not, I mean, I feel like I'm using the card a lot, and that's not a big, like, reward system. I feel like that's a very small, like, cash back system compared to other.
They really don't want to give you cash back.
There are websites. Well, look, they're this
But
is
I'm deciding to use their
but
card.
But you're an
over,
anomaly. Here's
you know,
you're an anomaly, and I'll tell you why.
Most people have debt.
Most people have debt. So here's what they're counting on. They're counting on giving you 1.5% back, knowing that there's another guy who is going to rack up debt that will be paying 12.5% debt. Okay, so that's what they're trying to sell you on. They're trying to sell you
or you buy more to create the debt that covers the 1.5%.
Yeah, and inevitably they know that over time, at one point you're going to not have you're going to want to charge something and pay it off over time. They're counting on it, and they know you're going to do that.
Interesting.
And so at some point you will spend $3,000 on something, and you will want they will earn that back, and you know, very very quickly, everything that they paid you, because now you're going to be paying them 12.5%. They know it. It's not even a matter of will you do it. You will absolutely will you or won't you do it. You
is
will
that the interest on yes. Chase?
They will. I don't know what it is. It depends on what something your credit like limit that. Is. Some people pay 24% credit.
Jesus.
The worse your credit is, the worse your credit
your
number
credit's
is.
Your credit's going to start at the higher 12 or 13%.
See, I'm not, but I have good credit right now, though.
Right, so that's why but you have it? Low credit. That's why right, you will have a low the, interest rate.
The interest rate's still going to be around to start 12 or 13%, but it does increase to, I think, a max of 24, 25.
So think about if you have 1.5% that they're giving you back, and let's say all of a sudden you wanted to buy something for $3,000 and pay it off, and now you're paying 12.5%. Think of how fast all that money over the years that you've gotten back from them just got eaten up.
Yeah.
And that's what they count on. And the credit card companies know that sooner or later you will do that.
Well, that's
period,
what I,
end of sentence.
That's what I feel like. I feel like every month I pay off the card. You yeah. know, it's you know, hundreds of dollars or
but
whatever.
You, but you
and
also...
Then, and then the point system I get, it's like nothing compared to all the money I'm paying, you know, paying the card off every month.
But you also want to take advantage of that sometimes, because there'll be times when, you know, Apple might say to you, they might say, hey, look, if you buy this computer, we will give you 1.99 or 0% interest rate for 24 months. And you go like, sure, I'll use your money for the next 24 months and not have to put it out today. God bless. You know, that happens
Wait,
all
I
the time.
I don't understand, Becca.
So they make you deals, okay? They're trying to get – Apple's trying to get you to buy their product, right?
Yeah.
And they know that you might not – based on – they
be able
know,
to come out with the $3,000
right,
grand
and if they
or whatever
say,
right out.
You don't want to pay $3,000 out, and they know that. They'll go like, hey, instead of paying $3,000 now, we're going to make you an even better deal. You
yeah.
could pay this off over 24 months,
yeah.
and we're only going to charge you 1.99% interest rate. And you'll go, man, that's a great deal.
Is that a great deal, though?
Yeah, it is yes. a great deal. It's a great
1.99.
So yeah. let's talk about it in a different way. Same thing. When you buy a mattress costs $12,000, $15,000, $2,000. What they'll say to you is, you could pay it all right now on your credit card, but your credit card is going to charge you 12% each month that it's not paid off on. So if you take out a loan with us, we're going to charge you 0% for the first 12 months.
I see.
If you pay it off in those 12 months, it costs you that $1,200. But as soon as you get into month 13, now the balance of what you owe, because you didn't pay off in the first 12 months, which is okay. Nothing's telling you to or not to do that. But in month 13, they're now
–
If you haven't paid it off, they're now charging you interest on that, which is where they make free money basically.
Now, Beach. Here's what you didn't bring up. I would say 99% of those deals that you just discussed, if you do not pay them off in the first 12 months, not only do you have to start paying interest, but you have to pay all the interest on the last 12 months too.
Oh, you do.
That's how they do it. Yeah. They get you for the whole thing. They get you for the whole shebanging.
Oh,
so you, if you're going to get involved in one of these deals, look at the fine print. Because you must pay them off. Otherwise, you're going to be paying for back interest.
More than you would have with the credit card.
Absolutely. It's no longer 0%. Now it's up to the 12.5%. But now you're paying the 12.5% for the last year that you paid.
I didn't know that.
So if, yes, absolutely. So if you get involved in one of these deals, you need to make sure that you do pay
it
off.
But some people don't have $1,200 to pay for a new mattress today. But they need the new mattress.
Right now.
So they do their price shopping. And they find a place that says... Hey, you can pay the $1,200 and we'll give you 0%.
By the way, I'm doing that right now because I went to go pay
a new mattress
for the refrigerator and they give you a choice to pay via credit card or PayPal. And for whatever reason, I did PayPal and I was like, I'll just pay it on PayPal. And PayPal came up. It came up and said, hey, if you open up a credit line with PayPal, we'll only charge you like almost no percentage rate over the next year. And I was like, fine,
so,
I'll do it. So they gave me like $5,000 credit.
Yeah.
And not only did I pay for the fridge under that, then I came back yesterday and
did the water heater.
The water heater. So I'm like, I'm paying almost no interest.
So 1.9 is nothing.
It's always great to use somebody else's money for a longer period of time if it's almost no money. Now remember, the reason why
if they say zero, will it be zero after the 12 months?
No, it will not.
No, it will not.
Okay. Now the reason why they do that is that Apple is saying like Apple is rich, more, you know, has more money than God, and they're like, look, we can float this money if we're selling more product. If the difference between us selling another MacBook Pro and not is giving this guy a 1.99
the money that we're going to get back anyway.
Right. Not only getting it back, but we're getting a premium. We're going to get 2% on their money.
Yeah.
We're going to get, now we're charging him 2% more for this product and we're selling another product. So for them, it's great. In essence, Apple is their own bank. Yeah. That's what they're doing. These companies become their own banks. And they're making more money and they're selling more products. So it's a win-win for them. But it's a really win-win if you don't pay it in time because now they're getting a real premium. Now they're earning 12.5% more than you would even pay it for their product in the first place.
So I shouldn't get another credit card until something...
Until you need it. Until you need it. Until you need it for one specific reason.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
They have different specific reasons.
Right.
I see.
So...
I think that's the time.
So, how long have we been? How long have we been going, Max? What does it say on the magic machine?
We've been over an hour.
So, Beach, what have we learned here today?
Well, we've learned that your house is a piece of shit.
Thank you.
We've learned that Max wants to move out of said piece of shit. We've learned that Max has a hookup at Sam Ash.
We did learn that.
And that Guitar Center is dead.
Dead to him.
Dead to him. We've learned that I have three soccer balls.
I think that's the most important thing we learned.
We've learned that you like to climb into your neighbor's palm trees.
And we learned a lot about interest rate.
Interest rates and credit cards. And we've learned that Max is in the shopping business of some new microphones. Beej needs a new screen for his iPhone 6, and that Max is not going to sell his iPhone 6.
No.
And
maybe get a new
phone. We've also learned that I can now eat cold food and shower.
That is true. You did take a shower, yes.
I took a shower, yes, so eat cold food, shower, and...
Oh, you're going shopping today, yes.
I've got some great Pirellis on my cars.
It would be great to wrap up today's podcast with what do you think? With two things. One, some information. What's our website?
Oh, my God. Our website is botpod.com.
What's our email?
It's botpod@gmail.com.
Where can you listen to said podcast?
On Cast.
CastBox.
CastBox.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud iTunes. And iTunes.
And last but not...
Which I believe if you have Apple Music, you can just upload it anytime you want.
Yeah, that's true.
And last but not least, we've added something to the podcast today. Do you know what we added to the podcast? I'll give you a hint.
Well, don't forget your Instagram handle.
No, I know that.
What's our Instagram?
My Instagram is @TVDaryl.
But what's the podcast website?
Oh, you bought what? @YouBoughtWhat.
Yes. And what did we add to the podcast today that we should finish with?
That you're going to update the website?
Nope. A little music.
Well, I think that brings us to the end of episode 4. I think really the final part of this is, Max, how did it go? This is our segment where Max tells us how this week went.
I think we learned a lot today.
It would be really cool if there was a drum roll leading up to this.
Because each week Max gives a critique. That is really annoying. That's so annoying. Woo! All right, Max, how did
it's critique. It's
critique time. It's Max's critique time. How'd it go, Max?
Oh, boy.
I definitely think this is getting better and better. I think we're coming up 7.6, you know.
Nice. I'll take that.
I know last time we were at a 7. I think we're getting some higher
each week. We're going on an upscale.
I think the flow is just being... It's more flowy, or the transition.
More
you guys aren't
flowier.
You guys aren't thinking about what to say next. You guys are just now comfortable in saying
it's the couch.
Now all I can think about is what to think about to say next.
Yeah, I think we need a little more organization, but I'm at a 7.6.
Well, let's just establish that. You say we need more organization, but every week I come in
with
production notes and
true.
Highlighted things we're going to talk about.
I will start. Starting in September.
And you, to date, have literally done not, have come
starting
up with
nothing. In September. Yet, I think I did the first week.
Yet I do like that you say we should come organized. I am organized.
All right. Can I hang up now?
All right. Thanks for listening to You Bought What. We will talk
about
to
what?
You. We will. We'll talk to you next week. Later. Peace. All falls down on the dance floor, baby, tonight.
Invade your mind.